نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن ينصركم الله فلا غالب لكم وإن يخذلكم فمن ذا الذي ينصركم من بعده صدق الله العظيم. In the time of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had fought many battles. They were involved in many wars. One was those battles that were fought against the Quraysh, against the people of Makkah, the Kuffar. Then there were those battles that were fought against the superpowers of the time, the Roman and Persian empires. When it came to the battles against the Roman Empire itself, there were a few battles that were fought. One was in the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and one was after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had left this world. But from the many battles that were fought against the Roman Empire, one battle that stood out, and one battle that was known as the battle that broke the back of the Roman Empire, was the battle that had taken place on the battlefield of Yarmouk. And just for us to get a background of this battle, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those few battles that had taken place, number one, the battle of Mu'tah. The battle of Mu'tah was fought when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself did not go, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were sent. Then there was the expedition of Tabuk. Again, the expedition of Tabuk, there was no fighting that had taken place, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself had went out to go and combat the Roman Empire. The third battle that was fought against the Roman Empire was one of those last bequests that were made by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that was regarding the army of Hazrat Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu's army was also sent to fight against the Roman Empire. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam commissioned this army to go out. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had passed away before this army could leave. This army was sent out in the lifetime of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu when he was the Khalifa. These three battles had taken place before the Battle of Yarmouk could be fought. The Battle of Yarmouk had taken place, was fought in the Khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Just for us to understand the background of the battle itself, in the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Muslims were making gains in the land of Sham. They were making gains in the land of Sham, and this caused difficulty to the Roman Empire itself. They wanted to stop the force of the Muslims, and they wanted to finish them off once and for all. So nevertheless, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he sends out four armies to different parts of Sham. The army of Hazrat Abu Ubaidah, the army of Yazid ibn Abi Sufyan, the army of Shibahbil ibn Hasana, the army of Hazrat Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhum. They go out into different parts of Sham. As a response to this, the Roman Empire, they also send out four armies. But these four armies were more great in number, were more great in size, more well equipped than the Muslim armies at that time. So they send a note to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhum that this is the condition we find ourselves in, that the army that we are about to face is much larger than us. What do we do? So Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu sends a message to them. He tells them, unite your forces. Instead of being four separate armies in the land of Sham, join forces and now become one army. So they did this. The Muslim armies then became one big army. However, in response to this, the Roman Empire themselves also joined forces and they became one massive army. So now when this happened, and now the Muslims were up against the Romans, and it was now one big, massive war that was going to take place. They now send another message to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, giving him the message that these people have also joined forces and their number is much greater than us. What do we do? As a response, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he sends a message to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who at that time was fighting another superpower. He was fighting against the Persian Empire in the land of Iraq. He sends a message to him that immediately you leave together with an army and you go and join up with the Muslim army in the land of Sham. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had sent for Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It is mentioned that in a few days Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu reaches up with the Muslim army in the land of Sham. One of the Christians was an Arab. He addresses Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu also gives the message to Khalid bin Walid that when you go to the land of Sham, you will now be the leader of the Muslim army. You will take charge of the Muslim army. So one person, one Christian, comes up to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. He tells him, "Ma aqall al Muslimin wa akthar Rum." He tries to make Hazrat Khalid bin Walid rise. He says, "Look at the number of the Muslims. Look at the number of the Romans. How is it possible for your people to gain victory in this place? How are you going to win this war?" Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala responds and he says that he says that an army will be large in number if they acquire the help of Allah. And an army will be small in number if the help of Allah is removed from them. This is the thing that will decide the war, not the number of people. La bi'adati rijal. So Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala, he comes, he takes charge of the Muslim army. It is mentioned, after all the different reinforcements had come, what was the number of the Romans, what was the number of the Muslims? The Roman Empire was 240,000. 240,000 soldiers. The Muslims at that time, after the reinforcements that had come with Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, 40,000. 40,000 versus 240,000. When we look at it, we will say, what are the chances? What are the possibilities? Some historians write, they say that the way the Roman Empire had come, the Roman army, they had come with so much of force, they had come with so much of might. هُمْ بِعَدَدٍ وَعُدَدٍ لَمْ يُرَى مِثْلُهُنَّ قَطُّ. He says they had come with such great number. They had come with such equipment, such military skill, the like of it was not seen before in history. He then says that it was only through the help of Allah that the Muslims made it through this war. It is only with the help of Allah. The Roman Empire, the Roman army, when they had come out, their main mission, in order for them to come out was to finish off the Muslim Empire. The Muslim Empire was now moving far and wide. They needed to put a stop to the Muslim Empire itself. Nevertheless, for a few months, no war had taken place. There was no fighting. There may have been some small skirmishes. In that interim, while there was no war, one of the Roman generals, he comes out and he calls for the leader of the Muslim Empire, the Muslim army, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This person that by the name of Mahan, he calls out for Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and then he begins to negotiate with him. He tells him, "See, I know the reason why you have come. That you are suffering from poverty, you are suffering from hunger. This is why you are here." So he says, "I will make a deal fight. You go back home, each and every one of you. I will grant you 10 gold coins. You will get clothing. You will get food for an entire year. Not only for this year, for the next year as well. I will see to your physical needs in this world. Go back home. Do not engage in any fight." Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, now if it was one of us, if we have to look at the numbers, we are 40,000, they are 240,000. The chances for winning this war is slim. And now we are going into negotiations, this person is saying he's willing to give us wealth, he's willing to give us food, he's willing to give us clothing. In this way we will be at peace, there won't be any war, we can go back home, we will survive and we will also get material benefit. But Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He responds and he says, that reason that you are thinking why we have poverty at home, غَيْرَ أَنَّ قَوْمٌ نَشْرَبُ الدِّمَاء وَبَلَغَنَا أَنَّهُ لَا دَمَا أَطْيَبُ مِنْ دَمِ رُومٍ. فَجِئْنَا لِذَلِكَ. He says, we are such a nation. Now he's going to put fear into the hearts of the army, of the enemy. He says, we are such a nation, we drink blood. We like to drink blood. And it has reached us that there is no blood that is sweeter and tastier than the blood of Romans. So we came to taste it. We came to taste it. So obviously Mahan was dumbstruck. He didn't know how to respond. But like this, awe began to come into the hearts of the Roman Empire. Nevertheless, when the fighting started, now obviously the Muslims were going to be taken aback by the great number of the Romans, But many Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala on that day stood up. And they gave inspiring khutbas, inspiring sermons to the Muslims, encouraging them that no matter what happens, remain steadfast here on this battlefield. Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, amongst other Sahaba, they stood up and they gave those inspiring sermons that, oh Muslims, no matter what happens, remain steadfast. Remain steadfast and remain obedient to the commands of Allah. The help of Allah will be with you. It is mentioned that the war then started. And the war was extremely fierce. But eventually after those few days, the Muslims were victorious. The Muslims won this war. Not only the Muslim historians, even the historians of the Romans or the European historians, when they make mention of this war, and obviously they were amazed, they were marveled, that how the Muslims were able to accomplish such a feat. So one was obviously the help of Allah was with the Muslim Empire. But the Romans or the European historians, they also make mention that one of the motivating factors, one of the main factors for the victory of the Muslims on this day, was the military genius of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The way he had placed his army, the way he had attacked, the way he had defended. This was something which was marveled at, not only by the Muslims, but the Europeans, by the Romans as well. Nevertheless, the Muslims won this war. And it caused so much of harm to the Roman Empire at the time, that Hiraqal, who was based in Sham, he had to move. He had to move together with the Romans, and they moved to Constantinople, to what is known as Turkey today. He addressed the land of Sham. He said, how beautiful you are. But he says, Amma Sham Fala Sham. As after the battle of Yarmouk, it was such a devastating defeat for them, that he turns around and he says that as for the land of Sham, it no more belongs to us. It no more belongs to us. On one occasion, Hiraqal, he addressed his assembly. When the Roman soldiers had come back and they were defeated, he asked them that, what is the matter? Why are you always coming back defeated? And this is something food for thought for you and I. Food for thought for each and every one of us. He asks the Romans, why are you always coming back defeated? Are they not humans like you? So they say, yes. They are humans, we are humans, we are fighting each other. And when it comes to number, when it comes to military skill, are you better, are you greater in number or them? So they respond and say that we are greater in number. So he says, why are you always losing? Why are you unable to defeat this Muslim empire, their forces? So all of them remain silent. Until one elderly person, he stands up, he gives a response and he says, that the reason why they are winning, why they are always victorious, is because they stand up in tahajjud at night. They engage with each and other with justice. They are just with each other. They do not fight. They do not cheat each other. They are just. They engage in tahajjud. They fast during the day. They engage in those ibadat which cause them to earn the mercy and help of Allah. And as for us, the Romans, we are cheating. We are deceiving. We are drinking wine. We are engaged in adultery, in fornication, etc. Now what's the food for thought for us? We need to ask ourselves, where do we fall? Why are we not earning the help of Allah? In the verse of the Quran Majeed, Allah Ta'ala says, إِيَّنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. If the help of Allah has to be with you, it is not possible for anyone to overpower you. وَإِيَّخْذُلْكُمْ. فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِي But if the help of Allah is going to be removed from you are not going to earn the help of Allah anymore, فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِي You can be great in number. You can have the military weapons. You can have nuclear weapons also. But who is there who is going to help you if the help of Allah is removed? In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a famous hadith, we hear it all the time. But here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us the cause for the downfall of the Muslims. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells the Sahaba, a time is going to come. A time is going to come when the nations of the world will gather against you. Like how a person will invite people to a meal. They are going to invite each other to come and destroy you. So Sahaba asked that min qillatin yawma idhin nahnu, that oh Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will this be because of us being small in number at that time? Will we be defeated? Will we be going through difficulty and hardship because of our small number? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, no. At that time you will be large in number, great number. However, you will be that filth, like the filth that is left behind after a flood. And Allah Ta'ala will remove awe from the hearts of the disbelievers with regards to you. They won't have awe, they won't fear you anymore. And Allah Ta'ala will then place into your hearts wahan. Sahaba asked that, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wamal wahanu? What is wahan? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responds, he says, hubbu dunya wa karahiyatul maut. These two factors are the cause for the downfall of the Muslims. Hubbu dunya, the love of this world. Where a person is unable to sacrifice his world, his dunya, in order to please Allah. Let us not go so far when it comes to jihad. Ask each and every one of us, we should be asking ourselves, when the adhan is being called out, not for only Jummah salah, for the 5-time daily salah. Are we too busy sleeping at the time of Fajr? Are we too busy engaged in business transactions at the time of Zuhr? Are we too busy to answer that call of that muazzin? If we are, ask ourselves, hubbu dunya, where do we fall? Is the world, is the love of this world causing us to sacrifice the commands of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The second thing, wakarahiyatul maut, and the dislike for death. That a person now will not be, because he dislikes death, he dislikes parting from this world, then he will not be prepared to sacrifice his life in order to help the cause of deen. To help the cause of deen, to help the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nevertheless, these are the lessons that we learn from the battle of Yarmouk. That Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum put their lives at danger. They put their lives in order for the ummah to progress, in order for the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to come alive in the different parts of the world. May Allah ta'ala grant each and every one of us the tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Thank you.